Hi, it's Jeff, host of the podcast. My latest author interview will be up in just one moment. I'm not going to ask you to buy anything. I'm not going to ask you to go and review the podcast. What I am going to do is take just one brief moment and ask you to recommend the podcast to just one friend. If you're a writer, or if you're someone who just loves books and you love this podcast and the interviews that I do, all that I ask is that you recommend the podcast to just one friend. Thanks a lot. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Esther Ehrman, author of the new novel, Rebecca of Salerno, a novel of rogue crusaders, a Jewish female physician, and a murder. Novelist Roberta Rich wrote about Rebecca of Salerno, meticulously researched and populated with a cast of engaging characters. Rebecca must pit her intelligence and resourcefulness against the forces of anti-Semitism and misogyny to solve a murder. This historical novel boasts witty dialogue, a fast pace, and an ingenious plot. Esther, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your novel, Rebecca of Salerno, how would you describe the novel?
Well, first of all, I would talk about the character of Rebecca, who was inspired by the Rebecca in Walter Scott's Ivanhoe novel that was published in 1820. Rebecca was actually one of the two heroines of this novel, and to my knowledge, she was groundbreaking because she was the first positive image of a Jewish character in European literature. When I discovered her, I was intrigued, and she just kept my attention for about three decades when I finally decided I want to know what happens next for Rebecca, which inspired my novel. Salerno, there was a medical school in Salerno from about the 9th to the 19th century where men, women, Jews, Christians, and Muslims could study together, and this was true. When I discovered this, I said, well, that's where Rebecca's going to go after Ivanhoe because she was a healer.
That's great. And I'm curious, do you remember originally reading Ivanhoe?
I actually was a French major in school, so I didn't, I wasn't familiar with that much English literature. But when I was doing my doctorate, which was about in language education, which was about the Yiddish language, I did a survey of literature to discover what were the images of Jewish characters in the literature. As a French major, I loved what I was studying, but as a Jewish woman and a French major, I had to compartmentalize because there were very few Jewish characters, and those who did appear were negatives. They were villains. So when I was doing my survey for my dissertation and discovered Rebecca, she came as a breath of fresh air. And that was about three decades ago.
And that's great. And I'm curious, what was the impetus for you after 30 years to try to write this novel? And obviously you wrote the novel about Rebecca.
Well, I have been working on it on and off for a while, and I have written other books. But discovering the medical school in Salerno, which was such an unusual place, and putting that together with the story of Rebecca as a healer really was an impetus to move forward. In 2015, my husband and I were fortunate enough to go to Salerno, which is now in Italy, and see the virtual museum about the medical school and learn more about it. So this also captured my imagination along with the character of Rebecca.
And I'm curious, what research did you do about women and Jewish people in the medieval era as you were working on this novel?
I did extensive reading about it, and I coupled that with my own knowledge of what being a Jewish woman is like, the emphasis on marriage and having babies. So this really dovetailed with the information I was able to read It's interesting because there's ongoing discovery about the Jewish women in the medieval era. So there's a lot to uncover. For example, the city of Winchester in England has just erected a statue to Licoricia, who was a Jewish woman who lived there in the 13th century, who was a very famous, she and her husband were money lenders, including to the king. So he said it's a fascinating era that's got lots to discover and to research.
That's great. I'm curious, have you started thinking about a subject for your next novel?
Well, I've got several, but one of the things, and again, about going to Rebecca of Salerno, it's a little bit mysterious as to what inspired Walter Scott to create this character. There's an urban legend that she was based on Rebecca Gratz, who was a real woman in colonial and post-colonial Philadelphia. And she was a philanthropist, she was an educator, and she was also a healer. She was also a Jewish woman who never married, although she was reputed to have had a romance with a Christian man. Now, how she came to Walter Scott's attention was that one of the people she healed or tried to heal was the fiancé of Washington Irving. And his fiancé died, but he was so impressed with Rebecca's skills and her compassion that when he went to Europe and met Walter Scott, he is reputed to have talked to him about Rebecca Gratz. There's also supposedly a note that Walter Scott wrote to Washington Irving after writing Rebecca saying, "Hey, how do you like my character, Rebecca?" Unfortunately, we've never been able to locate and verify that note exists. So this is a tantalizing mystery, and I'm tempted to look into Rebecca Gratz for another book.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That sounds interesting. So I'm curious, what was your writing process when you were working on the novel? Given the research that you did, did you write a detailed outline before you began writing, or did you just kind of dive into the narrative? How did that work for you?
I wish I wrote an outline. No, there are two kinds of writers. There are pantsers and there are the structured, organized people. A pantser, which is known as a pantser, is the person who writes by the seat of her pants, which is me. And so I started with a synopsis, but I view that as a very rough roadmap as to where I'd like to come out. And my story changed a lot during the process.
Well, I'm curious, you said that you were doing this initial research, if I'm not mistaken, for your PhD, where you discovered this Jewish character in Ivanhoe. Mm-hmm. Were there other Jewish characters in literature that you discovered that you didn't know about during that process?
Well, again, having not read much English lit sure. until then, there was certainly the big one is, of course, William Shakespeare and The Merchant of Venice, which I just find unbearable, actually. And that kind of shows, you know, the conflict for a Jewish writer, because I love Shakespeare, but, you know, I hate The Merchant of Venice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, certainly in French, one of the big shocks, my favorite century in French literature is 18th, which is known for the Enlightenment. And one of the very famous Enlightenment people was Voltaire, who is absolutely known for being a master of tolerance, except he was an anti-Semite. And that just is so jarring. So I'm sorry, you were asking me if I found any more positive characters. I'm going to the negatives.
That's okay.
One big positive character that I would like to give a shout out to is George Eliot and Daniel Deronda, which she wrote at the end of the 19th century. And that book was so impactful that it is actually credited with leading to the Balfour Declaration. So I highly recommend that. Now, of course, the Rebecca, Daniel Deronda, those characters are so idealized that it would be difficult for real Jewish people to actually live up to them. But that's another story.
Sure. And I'm curious, in more modern times of your own kind of reading, are there contemporary Jewish writers that you are reading, that you are enjoying, that you would recommend?
Oh, that's such a difficult question because there are so many.
Sure.
Who would I recommend of contemporary Jewish writers? Oh, I need to think about that.
Okay.
Well, my son would be jumping in with Philip Roth.
That's great.
Who he would recommend. There's so much going on now in Jewish writing. Who is the one who wrote Unorthodox? I thought that was very interesting, and her name escapes me right now. There is a lot going on, and it's really difficult to choose one person.
Well,
but maybe I'll think about that.
Okay, that's fine. Well, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories and novels?
The big important thing is to write. To read, and to also have some really good support. I'm fortunate that my husband is my wonderful tech support, and he does so much more. When you're writing in a vacuum, it's very difficult to be objective about your work. Write to a certain extent and then have somebody look at what you've written and give you some feedback. I think that really, really helps. So you need to achieve a balance between having faith in yourself and then also listening to outside people. Have a firm idea of who you are, have confidence, but at the same point, listen. It can be difficult hearing negative things about your work, but that's another skill you need to develop because inevitably there will be some negatives.
Sure. Well, what books, fiction or nonfiction, have you read recently that you enjoyed?
I've just finished really interesting Maddie Friedman's book called Spies of No Country, which is something I probably wouldn't have picked up had I not had it for my book club. But that was pretty enlightening about the experience of the Arab, the Mizrahi Jews in the settlement of Israel and beyond. I'm very firmly Ashkenazi or European Jew, that's been my background. And learning about this other has been quite fascinating. Dara Horn, talk about a contemporary Jewish writer. She's fabulous. I highly recommend her work. She's written in both historical and contemporary writing. And then her most recent book is nonfiction called People Always Love Dead Jews, something like that. And that one is very, very startling, very eye-opening, very provocative, and also highly recommended.
That's great. Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your novel, Rebecca of Salerno?
Okay, well, they can certainly come to my website, which is estherurman.com. estherman.com. And that's got lots of both information about me and pointers to some of the blogs I've written recently and information about Rebecca.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Esther Ehrman, author of the new novel, Rebecca of Salerno, a novel of rogue crusaders, a Jewish female physician, and a murder. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And Esther, thanks for doing this interview.
Well, thanks so much, Jeff.
Absolutely.
It's been really stimulating.
Great.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.